Today is the second in our series of selective meetings where the elders have the opportunity to vary the format from the usual discourse service that we have at 10 a.m. And I've chosen for our format this morning a meeting that will call to our minds our favorite scriptures from the Blessed Bible. I'm sure each of us has a number of scriptures, not just one, that we would consider our favorite scriptures. Some of our favorite scriptures bring us joy, others comfort, and still other favorite scriptures give us hope or guidance or inspiration when we read about them or just think about them. This morning I'm going to ask as many of you as I can in the time that we have allotted to read or quote from memory a favorite scripture. And if you'd like, this is optional, you could add a short one-sentence comment as to why this scripture is one of your favorites. So I'd like to ask everyone now to take just a moment and turn to your Bibles or think about in your memory one of your favorite scriptures. We'll take just a moment. Scriptures. So if the one that you've picked is read or quoted from memory, please don't change your scripture when I call on you. In fact, there are two texts I'm thinking of that I expect to hear probably four or five times this morning, but I won't tell you what they are now. I'll let you know which two they are at the end of our hour. I'll call on two of you in succession so that the mic handlers can be ready to keep things moving along and so that you'll have a little advance notice of when your turn is. Let's begin with Sister Lorraine Zook, followed by Sister Irene Denisky. Would you please read or quote from memory your favorite scripture? And if you'd like, add a brief comment.
I have two that I kind of put together. One is Romans 8:28, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." And that tells me that no matter what happens, there is a reason that the Lord is permitting it to happen to me, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And then in conjunction with that, I have 1 Peter 4:12-13. "But, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." And this is the one that I struggle with all the time when there's a hard trial, to rejoice and to realize that the Lord is permitting it for a purpose and that there is going to be a blessing that's going to come from it.
Thank you. Two excellent scriptures that speak of our hope and our comfort. Sister Irene Denisky and then Sister Charlotte Caravello, please.
One of my favorite scriptures is a precious promise, and it's found in Psalms 32:8. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." And to me, that is a very precious promise, because I do look for the Lord's guidance through his teachings and his instructions in the Word. And to go along with that, I have the favorite hymn of 242, which also says, "I will guide thee with mine eye."
Thank you very much. Sister Charlotte Caravello, and then Sister Busha, Sister Banash.
Romans chapter 8. Verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are all called according to his purpose."
Thank you. Very excellent text. Sister Banash, Bapchu, Yaki Yest Tfui Ulubioni Verset. I was coached on this. I hope I said it right. I think it means, "Grandma, what is your favorite scripture?"
"What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?"
Thank you very much. An excellent scripture. One of the Psalms, a part of my morning resolve. I should have mentioned Brother Joe Shell. And after Brother Joe, we'll call on Sister Dawn Qualick.
Well, it's in Luke. instead of finding it, it was when after the resurrection and Jesus was going down the road, and two brothers were going down the road, and the Lord appeared to them, but they didn't see him. And then later on, their eyes were opened. And any of the scriptures where people's eyes were opened and they were endowed with the Holy Spirit, sort of sends chills up my spine that the Lord has then opened their eyes to the truth. And so any of the scriptures where someone is receives the Holy Spirit and then becomes very much in love with the truth.
Thank you, Brother Joe. It's no wonder that is one of your favorites. Those of us who were born in the truth don't have that contrast between darkness and light and having our eyes opened as you have, and it's a special blessing to you. Sister Dawn Qualick, and then Sister Rose Helix, please.
One of my very favorites is Psalm 91:2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And I know He will deliver me from anything that comes in front of me, and I can trust Him in whatever event happens to me.
Excellent text. Thank you. Sister Rose Helix, and then Sister Marilyn Binda.
Psalms 25:2, just 4. O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yet let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths.
Thank you very much. Sister Marilyn Binda, and then Brother Russ Martin.
As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. A very long time ago, when I first went on my own, I received a nice letter and card from one of the brethren when I was first establishing my own household, and tucked into it was this text. Since that time, another house guest, at the time of a convention, did a small hand cross-stitched placard with this text on it, which I've enjoyed. And I've given it as a gift to others who are establishing their household through the years.
Thank you. I think many of our favorite texts come from early in our Christian careers, when those principles and concepts that form the foundation of our faith and of our life are given to us. Thank you. Brother Russ Martin, and then Sister Irene Trina.
One of my favorites is the Revelation scripture that talks about God wiping away all tears. But as far as motivation, personally, I get great strength from Psalm 48:1-2 and verse 14. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, His holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. And verse 14. For such is our God, forever and ever. He will guide us until death.
Thank you very much. Sister Irene Trina, and then Sister Irene Hayes.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm thankful for this scripture because I know that even when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they were not forgotten, and because of God's love, that He provided a ransom that in the millennium, the world of mankind will come up in the way of holiness and have everlasting life.
Thank you. That's one of my favorites, too. My mother would often quote it to me at night just before I went to bed. Sister Irene Hayes, and then Brother Victor Gadelis.
Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. It's a beautiful promise to look forward to.
Excellent promise of the kingdom. Brother Victor Gadelis, and then Sister Sue Suri.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path.
There are many favorites from the Proverbs. Thank you. Sister Sue Suri, and then Brother Ron Qualick.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26.
another scripture that we often use as a parting blessing or a greeting one to another. Brother Victor Gadelis, and then, Brother Ron Qualick, and then Sister Colleen.
Well, one of my very favorites is Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What I like especially about this is that, like the symbolism of the water and the fruit, which we apply to spiritual lesson, I think they're obvious. Every time I walk down the street and I look at a tree, the function, the botanical function of the tree is a living symbol of what a Christian's life should be. That it should, if it's planted by the waters of truth, it prospers. And as it gives off shade and comfort to those around it, that's what we as Christians should do.
Excellent text about our life. Sister Colleen Stewart and then Sister Tilly Jesuit, please.
One of my favorite scriptures is in Ruth, when Ruth's mother-in-law told her to go back to the city. And Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me." That's a real nice scripture about sacrifice, and I really appreciate that.
And following our Master. Very good text. Sister Tilly Jesuit, and then Brother Joe Knapp.
1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that has been a great source of comfort to me, knowing that if we do leave our burdens with the Lord, he will give us the best choice if we leave it to him.
Thank you very much. Brother Joe Knapp and then Sister Ruth Mitchell.
In dealing with the brethren in particular, Hebrews 10:24, consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. And in dealing with myself, or how the Lord works with me providentially, the first four verses in James, count it all joy when you fall into different testings, because they work out the strengthening of your faith. And if you have any doubts about this, just ask God, and he who rewards liberally will reward you and clarify it.
Excellent. Thank you. Sister Ruth Mitchell, and then Sister Gail Tivador.
Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If our faith is strong and confident, we are not alone, for we have the companionship of him who promised.
Thank you very much. Sister Gail Tivador, and then Sister Camille Martin.
Galatians 2:20, because it tells me what Christ did for me and then what I should be doing for Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that me is Gail.
Very good. To personalize that scripture and make it your own. Sister Camille Martin and then Brother Ted Martin.
Psalms 8 and Psalm chapter 19, and the thoughts are similar, but in Psalm 8:4, it says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." And I look at that as, and also with Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God," that God is in heaven, and he is above us all, and we have to remember that we're on earth and how precious the link we have in Jesus is.
Thank you. One of my favorite hymns is the one that speaks of "the heavens declare the glory of God." If I'm not mistaken, you have Psalm 19 on one of your license plates for your cars, don't you? So you let everyone know what your favorite scripture is. Brother Ted Martin and then Sister Rebecca Larson.
There's a promise in Isaiah 49th chapter that's very precious to me. it reads Psalm 49:15-16. "Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. It shows us how precious we are in the Father's sight if we are obedient to him and we take advantage of the opportunity that he has given us to become his sons.
Indeed, I think some of the most precious feelings we get from the scriptures are those that draw us close to our Lord and to the Heavenly Father. Sister Rebecca, and then Sister Bonnie and Teresano.
The one I've chosen is Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This scripture is very special to me because it's a promise of our Lord showing us and giving us things as long as we ask for it. And that's the key, we have to ask for it. And that shows the importance of prayer, which is a very big part of my life. And the scripture was showed to me by a dear sister right before I consecrated. I was counting the costs, and I was at a convention and fellowshipping with a dear sister from the East Coast, ironically, where I am now. And it's been very precious to me.
Thank you. Ask and you shall receive. Pray without ceasing. Sister Bonnie and then Brother Walter Wessel.
One of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Thank you very much. Brother Walt Wessel and then Sister Jean Bijak.
I have two that I think are real great. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, pointing out to everybody, even to us, the consecrated, the church, the whole world of mankind. Another one is very similar to it, except it's greater. That, oh, by the way, that's in 4:12 Acts, and this other one is 17:3 John. This is eternal life, that we might know thee, that is to know God, the only one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That covers, really, from these two texts, you could really talk to anybody that you wish to. It's a real blessing, and it involves everybody.
The divine plan of the ages in two short texts. Thank you very much. Sister Jean, and then I'm going to call on Brother Joe Yakosh. Brother Darius, perhaps you could help translate for us.
Mine is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Excellent verse. Thank you. I'll try this again. Brat Jakosz, jaki jest twój ulubiony werset?
Już czytam.
I don't understand that.
Wszystkie wersety są ulubione, ale ten wybrałem.
All of them are my favorite, but I picked up this one.
Nic nie czyniąc spornie, albo przez próżną chwalę, ale w pokorze jedni drugich mając za wyższych nad się.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in loveliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
That's one of my favorite scriptures too.
Philippians 2:3.
Thank you. Let's see, I neglected to mention another one. Let's ask Sister Catherine Domingo for her favorite scripture, and then Brother Ray Harris.
I can remember scriptures easier than I can remember where you find them. But my favorite scripture I love so very, very much. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal.
Very excellent one. Thank you very much. Brother Ray Harris and then Sister Kathy Migaz.
Psalm 90:12. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The wisdom from above, which the Lord has so abundantly supplied the new creatures in Christ Jesus with.
Precious indeed that wisdom is. Sister Kathy Migaz, and then Sister Karen Hilgenberg.
1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth for with all your heart. For consider what great things he hath done for you. And I think this is a wonderful motivation in my life for serving the Lord. He's done so much for me, that's the least I can do for him.
Thank you. Sister Karen and then Brother Tom Heck.
James 5, the last part of verse 16.
The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Considering a lot of discussions that I've heard lately about the ineffectiveness of prayer and why bother, because God knows what's going to happen anyway.
Excellent thought. Prayer is that link of communication with God that we need to so guard and keep vital in our lives. Brother Tom, and then Sister Stella Kukelski.
Brother Joe, I've never thought of having a favorite scripture. Some scriptures seem extremely appropriate to certain occasions, and in that sense, you could have ones that you pull up. And my mind has gone completely blank. I have a scripture that has come to mind in time of emotional stress. It's, you know, it's in the New Testament somewhere, and maybe that's an indication that I haven't had a great sorrow recently, and I maybe that's good. If I think of it, I'll come up with it and describe the circumstances.
Okay, thank you very much. Sister Stella, and then Sister Florence Migaz.
Oh, I can see you. I was looking the other way. My favorite text takes me in memory when I was just a little girl. In our grammar school, every once in a while we had a text from the Bible. And this text has been my favorite ever since. And it's Ecclesiastes 12:1. And of all these years, I finally feel the meaning of it. In the New American Standard, it has written, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come not and the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no delight in them." And now that I'm almost 81, I feel it in my bones, and I have helpful teeth and helpful eyes and helpful crutches probably. And all these things come to us when we get old, but we don't understand them when we're young.
That text is another one of my favorites, another one that my mother would quote to me at night in the days of my youth, and I remembered it. If I'm not mistaken, the rest of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 tells an allegory about the aging process, and it's quite an interesting study in itself. Sister Florence, and then Sister Jean Gushes.
Revelation 2:10, "I will give, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." This was a scripture in a speech given by Brother George Wilson many years ago when I first started to come to the meetings, and it was so beautiful. It opened a way for me to be a member of this wonderful family.
Thank you very much. Sister Jean, and then Brother Jeff Zook.
My favorite is Psalm 8. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. And what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. And then Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?"
Very good scripture also. Thank you. Brother Jeff, and then Brother George Tabak.
My Heavenly Father gave me these scriptures in my darkest hour, and I cling to them like I would cling to a strong tree in a tornado. Psalm 37, the first 10 verses, and I'll read them fast because I know there's a lot. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him, Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. Some of us have been aware of the dark days and the deep waters that you've gone through, and while we can't share your experience directly, have shared your burden in our prayers before the Heavenly Father. Thank you. Brother George, and then Sister Tamara Hack.
Brother Joe, I think of the scripture of our Lord that for the joys that were set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. So I enjoy the many, many promises of the joys that lie before us and all mankind. And John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I often think about this scripture. In all the glories and wonders of the universe, there was no place suitable for his bride. But he was going to go and prepare a special place. And then to have a portion with the fulfillment of Revelation 24, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying nor any more pain, for all these things will pass away. These are the joys that we think of often to have a part in and to bless others with.
Thank you. Some of those are thrilling words of inspiration. Sister Tamara, and then Brother Peter Caravas.
One of the ones that I was thinking of has always already been used about being carved in the palms of our Lord's hand, which seemed to me to be a very comforting place to be actually in his palm. A second one that is one of my great favorites is Isaiah 40:31. And those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. That's such a gorgeous promise. Also, in hearing all the scriptures read, this has been very precious because things pop back into your mind about times that you heard them. And when Jeff just read that section in, of Psalms, my mother had given me a plaque back when I must have been about 10 or 11 years old that sat on my desk that said, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, that ye may be..." I can't even quote the whole thing now. But as I hear it, that brings that memory back. And in, there have been several other times that that's happened. Thank you.
Thank you. Brother Peter, and then Sister Sharon Lynn Morgenstern.
If I can read two companion texts,
please,
that I think show the totality of our consecration. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. This shows the totality of our consecration insofar as word and deed. And in 2 Corinthians 10:5, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so this mentions the concept of bringing every thought captive. And so our consecration is all-consuming. In word, thought, and deed, the goal is that everything would be obedience to Christ and service to him.
Excellent principles to keep before our minds always. Sister Sharon Lynn, and then Sister Tina Caravas.
This scripture was brought to my attention at my very first convention by a young sister from Detroit. It's Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Thank you very much. Sister Tina, and then Sister Marta Knapczynski.
The first scripture that I ever learned was, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." That's one of my favorites. But the second one that ever made a great impact on me was in Isaiah 35, actually the whole chapter, but I'll read the last verse. I was at the Luce's camp when I was very young, and we went to a nursing home. And one of the elderly women at the nursing home asked me to read this to her, and I couldn't get through it. But the last verse is, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away."
Thank you very much. Sister Marta, and then Sister Marcy Martin.
Philippians 4:7. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Another precious promise.
Thank you very much. Sister Marcy, and then Sister Florence Tabak.
One of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 32:17-18. "And the works of righteousness shall be peace, and the effects of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, in insured dwellings, and in quiet resting places." And this has always been a daily thought of mine, that the Lord will be there to give us this quietness if we do right. And then in the kingdom, all the world will have this same experience.
That's excellent. Indeed, in these days of stress and pressure and fast-paced life and turmoil, how nice it is to have that peace that only the Lord can give. Sister Florence, and then Brother Art Jesuit.
Romans 8:35, 38, and 39. And I like these scriptures because if I start being concerned about external circumstances, this helps me in my determination not to let them affect my love for Christ. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's quite a determination.
Thank you. Brother Art, and then Sister Nina Modica.
I like the solidness, the core, and the superstructure of this particular scripture. First Peter 1:3-4. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." And then one that I kind of like, eagles, and my family always makes it a point to buy me these. And so the scriptures on eagles are very close to me. And I think of Isaiah 40:31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint."
Excellent scriptures. Thank you. Sister Nina, and then Sister Dorothea Kolinsky.
Well, my favorite really is Romans 12:1. I'm going to read Psalm 19:7-8. I let Vita, my daughter, read it, because if I read Italian, I'm going to explain it in English. It's better to my daughter read it in English.
Okay, Sister Vita will read for us.
"The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." It's Psalms 19:7-8.
You know, I've been dealing years ago with the law and the land, but then I find the law is wrong because they do whatever they want to do as soon as money involved. But the law of God is perfect. We trust in Him forever.
Thank you very much. Sister Dorothea, and then Brother Cass Tabak.
Well, Ron Qualick read mine, Psalm 1, the whole psalm. I had memorized it at one time very well. But the second one would be in Isaiah, the 10th verse, Isaiah 41, 10 and 13. This was in a time in my life when I had sorrow, and these were very strengthening to me, and they can help us in all our experiences. Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And I felt if the Lord is holding my hand, I can do anything. And in Hosea 13:14, Brother George had a study when we first started at the Ridgerello meeting, and he had us memorizing verses. And I have the feeling now that he was doing this for our purpose. And it says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. And that's the compassion of the Lord, that he will ransom all man from the grave and give them opportunity. And that was a great hope.
Thank you very much. Brother Cass, and then Sister Ollie Grigalunas.
I like the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down on the green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Another one that I remember being taught as a young boy. Sister Ollie, and then Sister Joanna Knox.
First one is Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And the other one is never mind.
Okay, we'll come back to you if you think of it. Sister Joanna, and then Brother Matt Bacchus.
This scripture is one that changed my life starting around 13 or 14 years ago when I used to be a pessimist. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And if you're giving thanks in every one of your circumstances, you can't help but fulfill the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always.
That will certainly change a pessimist into an optimist. Thank you very much. Brother Matt, and then Brother Jeff Morgenstern.
I've been looking for one scripture that says the lion will lay down with the lamb and the child will play at the ass hole and what have you, and I cannot locate it. Another scripture, however, that I have located is the full chapter of 35 in Isaiah.
Okay. Two good passages referring to the kingdom and the beauty of it. I think many of us have in our homes that old-style artist rendering of the lion laying down with the lamb. Brother Jeff, and then Brother Chris Knopczynski.
Well, many people have mentioned John 3:16, so I'll read another, which is Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
Thank you very much. Brother Chris, and then Sister Valerie Weeks.
Psalms 139:1-4. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. It's a personal application of this scripture that gives me always encouragement that the Lord knoweth all my deepest thoughts, and that He understands and provides experiences and circumstances for me to shape me altogether and also in a larger scale, the scripture might apply to everybody, the whole mankind, for the Lord knowing everybody's deep thoughts and everybody's needs will provide for them in this way.
Thank you very much. Sister Valerie and then Sister Margaret Grugin.
Mine is Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I'm by nature a very fearful, worrywart type person, and so this one helps me to focus back on the Lord, and that helps me to stop.
Thank you. Another good thought along that line is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Sister Margaret, and then Sister Millie Zatko.
1 Peter 4:12-13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exaltation. And I think of these scriptures and I remember them as being some of the first lessons and scriptures that I learned when learning of the truth. And I felt that at that time I was going through difficulties and struggles and trials, and the truth answered the questions. The truth gave me peace and provided the answers, and I knew there was a reason. And I like to think on these too. It's just an encouragement. As far as achieving things, if I have something in the end and I know why it is that I'm struggling, why it is that I'm trying to accomplish or run the race, then I have the promises, and that's an encouragement to me.
Thank you very much. Sister Millie, and then Sister Sophie Jesuit.
Hebrews 11:1, and also 2 Timothy 2:15. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And 2:15 is, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We have to have the faith, and when we read his promises, and I want to be strong in that way that I, what I read, I believe and I try to apply in my life. And I know that God has called us for a reason, and I want to study his word and plan to know, and to meet with the brethren that we can all not only study on our own, but study together.
Thank you very much. Sister Sophie Jesuit, and then Sister Valeria Jesuit.
I shall quote from the great seventh messenger what he said. I will neither murmur nor complain at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may. And another scripture that is a favorite of mine, that is also brought up by the seventh messenger: blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days, and I rejoice that I am living at this time, at the fulfillment of these days.
Thank you very much for those thoughts. Sister Valeria Jesuit, and then...
I have Polish Bible.
That's okay. Perhaps Brother Darius could translate for us once again as you read.
Wysławiajcie Pana.
Praise the Lord.
Albowiem jest dobry, albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. Wysławiajcie Boga nad Bogami.
Because he's good albowiem and his mercy lasts forever.
Albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. Wysławiajcie Pana nad Panami, albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. Tego, który nam czyni cuda wielkie, albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego, który mądrze niebiosa uczynił, albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. Kto rozciągnął ziemię na wodach, albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego, który czyni i utwierdza światła, wielkie, ale bowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. Słońce, aby panowało we dnie, ale bowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. Miesiąc i gwiazdy, aby panowały we wszystkich, albowiem na wieki miłosierdzie Jego. What that means that we should praise the Lord in everything.
Thank you very much. Where was that scripture from?
From Polish Bible.
Well, there's a lesson for me.
105.
Jak się mówi, what book of the Bible?
I think it was Psalm 136.
Psalm 136.
Right.
Psalm 136, the very beginning of the chapter. Dziękuję, siostra jezuit. Let's ask Sister Donna Larson and then Sister Florence Trezina.
Right now? A passage in Ecclesiastes, and I believe you referred to it before, that's been meaningful at different times in my life, begins with, there's a season for everything, and on and on and on.
I think that's Ecclesiastes chapter 8, yes, thank you very much. Sister Florence Trezina, and then Brother Chris Larson.
Psalms 119:33-40, and I keep it typed up on a card from the Rotherham translation. Point out to me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, that I may observe it unto the end. Give me understanding that I may observe thy law, that I may keep it with the whole heart. Guide me in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I find pleasure. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not unto unjust gain. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. In thy way give me life. Establish unto thy servant thy word, which pertaineth to the reverence of thee. Cause to pass away my reproach that I have feared, for thy regulations are good. Lo, I have longed for thy precepts, in thy righteousness give me life. I think this is a pretty complete statement here, that if we stay with the Lord and observe what he is telling us, that he will keep us in the truth and keep us in his way, and that it's obligatory upon us to observe his law.
Thank you very much. Brother Chris, and then Brother Scott Alexander.
the Psalms 23 was already mentioned. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When I was young, I memorized that from beginning to end. And the other text I'd like to, I don't have the text identified, is Come Let Us Reason Together. I believe it's in Isaiah.
Yeah, somewhere in Isaiah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Brother Scott, and then Sister Monica Guerrero.
I have a couple of them. One was pointed out by Sister Tina. It was a scripture that I also was encouraged to memorize when I was younger, and it's, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. That points out one of the most precious promises, and also the great price that was paid for us. And also Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Thank you very much. Two good scriptures that teach us the hope of the resurrection and the foundation doctrine of the ransom. Sister Monica, and then Sister Pat Trina.
1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. It just speaks for itself.
Thank you very much. Sister Pat Trina, and then Sister Lynette Larson.
I have two of my favorites, both being in the book of Philippians. Excuse me, chapter 2, verse 2, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That's a comfort to me, knowing that this family of God here, that we are of the same spiritual mind, and we have the same love for our Lord and for each other. And then in the fourth chapter, the verses 4 through 8, I won't read all of them because they have been gone over already, but the rules for spiritual living, the one that really is the favorite is the 6. Be careful for nothing, or we could say be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. I found in my life that I'm never wanting for anything to take care of my human self, and my spiritual mindedness is usually helped also by the Lord when I leave my prayers in His hands, and it always does work out for the best.
Thank you indeed. Sister Lynette, and then Sister Janine Farrell.
John 15, 1 through 17. I'll read 5, 7, and 11. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. These verses have become alive in my relationship to the Lord more recently.
Thank you very much. Sister Janine, and then Sister Roberta Tabak.
I like all of the resurrection scriptures, but one from my youth, which is not resurrection, is John 15:12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And the whole Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Thank you, Sister Janine. Indeed, the Lord has been good to all of us. Sister Roberta, and then Brother Walter Leshak.
Well, I like Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. But also one of my favorites I share with Joanna, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I can in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And a thankful attitude makes it much easier to accept all experiences.
Indeed. Thank you. Brother Walter?
Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee.
Another excellent text that I learned as a young boy, too. Well, brethren, our time is up. I had hoped to be able to ask each and every one of you to read us or quote a text for us. I think I got maybe 80 or 90% toward my goal, so the rest of you that didn't have an opportunity, please, if you would, testify about your favorite text if you have the opportunity. My purpose in having this type of a meeting this morning, as was mentioned once or twice, was to bind us closer together by hearing what is important in the Scriptures to each one of us as we read them and quote them and talk about them before each other. And I'll ask Brother George Tabak to close this meeting with prayer.
Our most loving Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee and praise Thee for the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, that we together as Thy children can reflect on Thy many beautiful, precious promises that Thou hast given us. Promises to help us in our day-to-day trials, in our day-to-day endeavors to be more pleasing to Thee, to walk in the footsteps of our blessed Master. Promises to uplift us, to encourage us, to take us by the hand. Promises that assure us of Thy care and of Thy permitting only those things which would be for our best spiritual interests. And the promises of what lies beyond, Father, not only for us, but for all mankind, that indeed one day all will come to know Thee, to love Thee, and to serve Thee. And so, Father, we thank Thee for this opportunity of reflecting upon Thy precious word, Thy many promises, and help us to have them become closer to our hearts and to be fulfilled in our lives with each passing day more fully. For we pray and give Thee thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen.